voices, they burst from the boxes. A rainbow of colors flashed by. Peter's children's behind as he spread round the turn. And I wanted to swear he would fly.
Woof woof, the sports bet non-chasers.
Where's the green light?
The green light's on, the buddy's rolling. I am grinning from ear to ear, Gunner.
How come?
Because today was a historic day in non-chasers history. We will get to it a little bit later, but if you don't normally listen to the show and this is your first time, then we have done something remarkable. And we've got our man. And we will get to it. But let me just say...
The cold case is now closed.
The cold case, Martin Attard, was on the blower to us.
Yes, we've found him.
We found him and we spoke to the great man. We will bring that to you a little bit later in the show. Not too late, but a little bit later. We've got some formalities to get through first. Gunner, how are you doing, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Mate, I'm very well. Of course, Paddy Garshagan, your host of the Non-Chasers. We're still without... our third member, and there's some whispers and murmurs up on the Trading Fort Sports Bet that it could come in a double dose of Irish.
Yeah, we're working on it.
If you're sort of feeling a bit concerned about two new Irishmen joining the panel, then please lay your concerns on social media. Mate, plenty on it, of course. We've got a touch base, as always. Get involved on the socials. There was a nice little meme that came through midweek. Potting another podcast in the sports bet catalogue and showing full praise to the non-chasers. So thank you, big man. You're in the running for the Racer Dog competition at the end of the year. Of course, $2,000 and an opportunity to be involved on the non-chasers on the panel if you can beat the dog. Very exciting, Gunner, isn't it?
Yes, it is very exciting. So make sure that you don't leave it till the last minute and get involved on the socials. We might have a little task for our listeners later on today. We'll see.
Very good. Oh, you're bringing in little games and riddles to
Why not?
To the non-chasers.
Everything's about fan engagement these days across the world. So we're going to do our best.
It is. You know my role well. Gunner, show me the money. Recap. Who were you last week?
Tornado tears. It jumped pretty well. I think it jumped about third or fourth and looked like it was going to get into a good spot, but up to its old habits again of finding really bad luck and finished right out the back, which is disappointing to see because he's a dog with a lot of ability but looks to be low on confidence at the minute. We'll see if he can turn that around tomorrow night in the Stowe's Invitational in a four-dog field.
Well, funny you say that because... here at the Non-Chasers, we've had a good history of putting the mots on some fairly good dogs.
Yep.
Poked the bear after we just truckloaded our support behind the great man. couldn't win a race to save himself.
So
no. Tears has got more frequent fly points than a bloody platinum member and still can't win a race.
Yeah, just those racing habits. If you don't jump in the first couple, you... you're really riding your own ticket there and asking for luck. So can't just keep relying on the gaps to open up, unfortunately.
Absolutely. Now, Gunnar, I've relied on a little bit of luck in my show me the money selection. Baruga Brett,
and the old time Carhorn. Yes.
Old Gil.
Yeah.
Selling the old Carhorn. Baruga Brett came second.
He did.
So I've got close to drawing back to level. I've sort of got $45 down. Last week I got scratched and it was all shaping up to get back into the black. And Baruga Brett's let me down. So I am about 150 down for the season. You're...
I don't know. You've calculated it, so I'm not confident on either.
Official.
Yeah, are they? Official, I don't know about that.
Quarter, mate. You're about... you're still well above 1,000, so you know who to listen to when it comes to tipping. Gunner. We have been searching.
Give the listeners what they want.
We are giving the listeners what they want. They've been waiting for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And then today we got a visual. We didn't get a visual. we got audio. After that, we cold called him last week on the Non-Chasers for all of you that listened. And we heard the nice sort of raspy voice of one Martin Attard. Now,
please leave a message. Goodbye.
Yes. Yeah, so, suffice to say, we were a little bit, well, not worried, but you could have gone anywhere when we didn't know if the man was going to be, you know, in our throats for wanting to track him down.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, we didn't know if he was going to be a little bit volatile or anything like that. Anyway, we got our man. Atard Watch, Australia's favourite segment on Australia's favourite greyhound podcast, let that be known, has come to an end. Let's have a listen to what happened when we got our man, Reynald Atard, well, not Reynald, Martin, the brother, the formidable training duo up there in Queensland. We got hold of him. This is how it unfolded. Atard Watch, consider it done. All right, Gunner, we've searched from Cannington in the west, from Hobart down south. We've gone via Wentworth Park in Sydney, which you said is a kilometre from Circular Quays, but that's neither here nor there.
Which you still owe me a lunch for.
And we've ventured all the way up to Ipswich, even closer. We've got to Grafton. We finally have our man, Martin Atard, the brother of Reynald Atard. Welcome to the Non-Chasers, Martin. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very good, mate. Love to be on the show.
We've got him, Gunner. How's it feel?
Happened.
Weeks and weeks of finally trying to penetrate the defence up there, and we've finally got Mark.
Finally penetrated the first defence wall in the ATL at our Top Line Lodge.
Oh, so good. Just before we start, is everything okay? You said you're going to hospital this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm waiting to sort of go. I've got a 2 o'clock appointment. You know where I'm talking from? I'm in the Grafton Kennels, greyhound kennels.
Oh, really? Oh,
perfect.
Oh, good one.
There's a beehive of activity at the moment. They've got builders building buildings. They've got the groundsman using his turbo-powered ride-on mower.
Hey, Martin, the reason we want to talk to you, mate, obviously, is the great man, Frosty Blackjay, 138 starts, 10 seconds, 18 thirds, only picked up a paycheck of $5,915, and earlier this year you decided to retire the great dog. How did it feel to train one of the superstars of the Australian greyhound world, Frosty Blackjay?
Well, after having such a great dog like his old man, Frosty JJ, it was a bit of a letdown, but Reynolds and I, we treated him as a challenge.
Ooh.
Because we've done a lot of work. Our reputation's worldwide when it comes to fixing dogs, but he was a challenge. But
fixing dog races?
Well, when people have not non-chasers and bad box dogs, they send it. Their last resort is to send them to us, ATL.
are you guys considered the greyhound whisperers?
Yeah, I do a lot of dog whispering in the kennel.
What kind of things do you, is there a particular line that you like to part with, or is it a case-by-case basis?
Well, I've got one racing tomorrow, Belvedere Babe.
Get on.
Oh, this is an early scoop for the listeners.
Yeah, she's in race 11. Sorry, she's in race 9, I wrote it down somewhere. Now, race 11, box 4.
And where's this at? Is this at Albion Park?
At Albion Park.
All right, on Brisbane, on the big
she
night.
She goes at, 10:23, but you've got to whisper, you've got to tell her good things because she picks up on bad vibes.
That's right. It's amazing how much dogs do pick up on the behaviour of their trainers and handlers.
Yeah, they do.
Do you box them yourself?
Well, I should be boxing her because she goes 4 lengths better for me than my brother.
Oh, well, there's definitely some rivalry that happens when it comes to those that are training in partnership. So make sure you jot that down. If you see Martin boxing the dogs, that they're going to jump a lot better than when Reynolds.
And normally, if I'm boxing her, I'll raise my cap saying, get on.
Martin, getting back to the great superstar of the sand, Frosty Blackjay. So
yeah.
What was it about the great dog that, people say, you know, couldn't quite rail properly, didn't, you know, have a great box etiquette. Well, what do you think was the reason
why
there was 138 starts for no wins?
Yeah, you won't believe what I'm about to tell you. He holds a sectional record at the Ipswich track.
Over which distance?
It's from the finishing post to the catching fence.
And was there anything particular in the catching pen that got Frosty Blackjay
Yeah,
excited?
He doesn't like dogs winning the race.
Oh, my God.
Well, he could have stopped that by winning a few himself.
Oh, mate. So he had 10 seconds. Now, I've gone back to the records. I've done a bit of a deep dive. Do you know the closest you ever came to a victory with Frosty Blackjay? I've got the answer here. Do you know when it was and how what the
when
margin was?
When my kennel mate beat him. Tax collector.
On the 26th of May in 2017, Frosty Blackjay was 2.25 lengths off the Golden Goose and couldn't quite get there.
Yeah, I think it was Tax Collector that beat him, my kennel mate.
Oh, well, I'll
that's
go.
That's right. As long as the money's all going into the right camp, that's fine. Now, you mentioned the sire earlier on. It had a decent win up the straight at Healesville. Did you ever think of giving Frosty Blackjay a few more runs up the straight at Capella Bar?
Well, he was very slow up there. His best time was about 20.67.
Yeah, which is not really getting the job done at Capella Bar, is it?
Well, I could crab walk quicker than that.
I'm not sure you could, Paddy, but anyway.
All right, mate. So, Martin, what was it that you are, 138 starts, some would maybe call you crazy to continue to go back to the track. What was it that kept you going back? Did you want to chase your...
No, I wanted to put the dog in the Guinness Book of Records for the most number of starts for a non-winner. Plus, he would have been... I think he retired as the greatest prize winning maiden in Australia.
That is an effort.
Well, I noticed your camp had another dog, Hot Tiger, who had 165 starts back in sort of 2013. Right. That had 14 wins, luckily. So
yeah, compared to Blackjay, he's the champion.
did you get that Guinness World Record for the most starts without a win?
Well, I was going to ask you, Blakester, can you get him into the Guinness Book of Records?
Well, I don't know.
We'll get our people to talk to the Guinness World Record people, mate. We'll go from there.
See what the record
because
is.
Because I think he's earned a mention in it.
Yeah, we can find
tell
a record
me who
for
would
something.
Who would keep a dog for 140 starts? No one in their right mind would do it.
No, if we can't get him in the record books for that, we'll get him in the record books for the fastest sectional from the winning post to the catching pen at Ipswich. Now, he topped out at about $43 on average in prize money for each start that he had. Does it actually cost you more to travel from home to the track and back than Frosty was picking up checks?
No, because it's only 15 minutes to the
track.
That's
all right. You can walk him there. Is that the problem? No, Were you walking him there?
Our appearance money has gone up to $66 now per
good.
Dog.
Very good. Even more so to keep these ones in the pool to make sure they're collecting a check where they can.
Oh, I love it. So, Martin, obviously Frosty Blackjay has been able to enjoy the fruits of retirement now and 135 starts for zero wins and find the man how to put the feet up. Where is Frosty Blackjay at the moment? Have you still got him
I'm gonna give you the reason why he was retired.
Okay, here we go. Another scoop.
He got too old and he's a master's dog, but there's no maiden master's class.
Is this something that you perhaps brought up with stewards and the like within Queensland Racing, whether there should be?
I think there should be, you know.
Definitely keep dogs that are fit and healthy running for a lot
longer.
Well,
once you got two masters, that's 42 months.
Yeah.
So where is he now then?
Well, his brother, Blue Jay, was worse than him.
So you could have just had your own grade basically up there. You could have had the Attard.
Yeah, well,
Masters.
Anyway, yeah. So what happened? We've got the greyhound adoption program going, which every state has.
Mm-hmm.
But so Black Jay, Blue Jay, and his mate Barney, which was Orange Oak Road, they all went to the Gap.
Oh, I hope they've all ended up on a couch together and gone to the same house. That'd be a great retirement.
Do you know which family have picked him up in the gap? Because that's maybe our next challenge. If we can get this family on the line and we can speak to them.
I said to the people of the gap, don't tell me what you do with them. I don't want to know.
Oh, I think that's our next challenge, Gunner, right there.
Yeah, well, it's
let's get on the phone to the gap and
it's like a non-chasers version of Where Are They Now?
We will not stop until we get a visual of Frosty Blackjack.
Martin, tell us, how long have you been involved in greyhound racing, and how did you get into it initially?
Well, my brother and I, incidentally, that's the name of our first dog, Brother and I.
Oh, okay. Very good.
It had A and I on the end of brother, but they called it Brother Arnie.
Very good.
And we gave this dog to a trainer. We didn't know much about the dogs at the time, and it kept running last.
So what year are we talking here, Martin?
In 1976.
So you guys have been involved for a long time.
Yeah.
So I cut you off there. Keep going.
So we said to the trainer, we can do as good as you, run last. So we took the dog, and we got some advice from the breeder, and you wouldn't believe it. The dog won by 10 lengths at his first start.
Been a dog whisperer ever since.
And we were bitten. Hey, we were bitten. And we've been in it ever since. So we're still going.
Beautiful. So who have you got the... You've got the eye for the talent, obviously, sourcing these dogs for 180 starts without wins. Who puts the polish on them in the end? Is there one of you out of the brothers that looks after some things more than the other?
See, we're both class one trainers, both of us. So... And we've done work for even trainers in Melbourne, Brett Bravo.
Oh, yes. He's still going strong. Did you teach him everything that he knows now?
You know, you remember the dog Kilter Magic?
A bit before my time, I think.
I think it's before my time as well, Martin.
Brett Bravo.
I know who Brett Bravo is, yes.
He's a top Group 1 trainer.
He sure is.
And this dog came close to winning the Sale Cup.
Ooh.
And people couldn't break a run up here.
Ooh. Okay.
What is your biggest win, out of curiosity, Martin?
Well, it had to be Frosty JJ.
Yep.
At the Healesville Cup.
The Healesville Cup.
Won the Group 2 Healesville Cup, yep.
Down the straight.
I think that year was the best field ever assembled.
Can you remember? Paul
Licking was in it.
Yep, yeah, good dog.
And Paul Licking won 5 Group 1s. And Cal Greeno told me that every time they trialled together, Frosty would beat him. And he proved that at Healesville.
Back in
2004. Yeah, Frosty could win on anything. One turn, two turn, 500, 600. He could win. He was the most versatile dog you could imagine.
A win down at Sandown as well.
Sandown, Meadows.
Beautiful.
Geelong.
Very good.
Good place, Geelong.
When are we going to next see you down in Victoria? Well, the place of dreams, Martin.
Yeah, I've got two of his sons now, and they've got the potential to be as good as Frosty JJ at the moment.
Oh, well, that's good news to hear.
I'll be coming to Melbourne to watch a show live.
Oh, yes, maybe you might have a runner in the Melbourne Cup, mate. You could come and co-host.
Well, mate, you got to knock on wood. You can't overwrap dogs because you know what happens when you do it.
Yeah, that's right. So are these ones, where are they at? Are they in pre-training, broken in? Are they getting close to the track?
We're finishing their breaking off program. And, you know, there's a 288-meter race at Ipswich. The times they're running now are free-for-all times.
Okay, that's a good sign. Good early speed, or do they come home a bit stronger?
I think they'll be strong dogs, eh?
Okay, that's good. Well, we're excited for you, Martin. We wish you all the best.
No worries. Thanks for that.
Martin, just before we do let you go, we must say thank you very much. It's been a as we said there in the intro, we've searched high and low, mate. It's been week after week, and finally we finally got to you, and you've been a great sport in letting us talk some turkey and some greyhounds with you. So really appreciate it, mate.
Next time, I want you to interview Reginald.
Oh, wow. We'll get old Reggie on the phone if he wants to come on.
What have you got? Have you got a parting tip for us? I know you gave one to us tomorrow night, but anything else, Martin?
Yeah, Friday at Ipswich, I got a bitch racing by the name of Bella Belcet, BELLECETTE. She's going to be a roughie, but she's a good each way chance.
What boxes she got on
race
Friday?
9, box 4. That's all I've been drawing this week, box 4s.
Okay.
Get your sports bet app out and put the black book in. And Ipswich race 9, number 4 on Friday night, did you say, Martin?
Yes, Friday, 6:40.
Beautiful, 6:40. Australian Eastern Standard Time.
Just before the footy. And,
prime punting
get yourself
time.
A ruffy winner.
But don't ring me up if they lose.
No, Martin, mate, again, we appreciate it, and we look forward to, maybe speaking to you in the future a few more times. We'll get Reginald on the blower as well. Yes, and as we said, mate, you've been a great sport, and we look forward to hearing you from
you. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Martin.
Right, thanks, Martin.
See you, mate. Bye.
Andrew Gunner, there it is. We've done it.
Yeah, we have, mate.
We've sung from the rooftops all season. Reynolds. It's hard. It wasn't him. It was actually Martin. But my lord, he loved us.
He loves the chat, doesn't he?
I love him. Yeah. You heard him at the end there, wanting to get involved in future episodes. Yeah. How do you reckon you'd go against racing an actual greyhound himself?
Not sure. Well, as we heard, he's got a few health issues that he's dealing with at the moment, so perhaps the surgeon wouldn't recommend racing a greyhound at this stage, but maybe he'll be fit and firing and ready to go in November.
Mate, I loved it. He worked it out, $5,915 in prize money. That's $42 every time to the track. Cost $66 to actually race the dog, so he's losing money every time he took Frosty Blackjay to the track.
No, but as he said about the economics of what you get paid to turn up, the petrol money, so it sounds like that the Attard brothers are all over it financially, and it's still viable.
What do you say about hunting down the actual dog now and going through the GAP program as another little challenge for the non-chasers?
Yes.
See if we can actually go and get a photo of Frosty Blackjay saying, sorry, GAP, we want to get a bronze statue of this dog.
Yep.
We need a photo. We want to meet the owners, the new owners. Nah, of old Frosty Blackjay.
Yeah, it'd be nice to know what he's up to, and as Martin touched on there, a couple of litter mates finding a couch to live on as well. In my mind, they're all living together and sharing a feed bowl.
Delish. Anyone to thank there, Gunner?
Yeah, big thanks to Molly Haynes from Off the Leash for hooking us up with the Attard brothers' contact details. Molly is on a very good podcast herself called Off the Leash with George Ferrugia and Andrew Cues. You can find that on all the podcast platforms. So if you want something that's a slightly little bit more serious than our silly show, then I recommend you get around that, because it's very good coverage of what's going on in the world of greyhound racing.
It's two greyhound podcasts that really go toe to toe. We ping the lids around the one bend. And no, we love it. Of course, great show. And thank you, Molly and the team there, for getting us in touch. All right, Gunner, race time.
So much going on,
there's
mate.
Plenty, mate. As I say, I like poking sticks at things, and there's more racing than you can poke the proverbial at. Albion Park is where the Gun Greyhounds will be going around on Friday, Thursday night, sorry.
Yes, tomorrow night.
The Brizzy Cup heats. Exciting time of the year up there. You know, the sun's sort of shining, state of origin in the air. They're going to butcher that, probably. but they've still got greyhounds to watch. Black Opium is your favourite in the first heat, Albion Park, Thursday night, $7.28, $2.15. Second fave is Mystic Wright, $4.60. So here we go. We're getting some real superstars starting to go head-to-head. Diner Chances won some big ones, $7.50. Chief Fernando, $8.50. Seal the Deal at $6 for the As a Party Camp at $6. I've said that. Onions O'Reilly at $12. She's got gaff. She's got gaff.
Andrew Gaff.
Andrew Gaff. Butchered that. She's some gal, $51. And that rounds out the field. Queen Warina at 46. Gunner, your take on the first at Albion Park tomorrow night?
I wonder how the dogs in the kennel settle where they head for their program at this time of year, because you got some dogs that could go to Bendigo Cup heats on Sunday, and then you got some dogs that could go up to Albion Park. So when you've got two in the kennel and you think, oh, we'll split them up because we'll try and win the Bendigo Cup with this one and we can win the Brisbane Cup with this one, can you imagine the dogs putting their paws up saying, no, I'm going up to sunny Brisbane, and the other one's like, oh shit, I've got to go to Bendigo, it'll be bloody minus two when racing kicks off there at lunchtime on Sunday, and the other one's up in the bright sunshine with it getting a bit of tan on the back.
Where would you rather go?
This time of year, I think I'd be heading up to Brisbane, I'd reckon.
Mate, Bendigo's a beautiful place.
Oh, it is, but a bit of sun on the back at this time of year, it's always nice to, but anyway, that's for another day. Your tip
in race one, thanks.
In the first heat, I think Black Opium is really well drawn, but I think Mystic Wright could give it some trouble early, and on that reason I'm going to tip Onions O'Reilly, really well drawn from box one. I think the double figure odds is a good each way bet.
Struth. Onions O'Reilly, 12 bricks.
Yeah, it'll just hug the rail the whole way around. If those favourites get into a little bit of trouble and the winning time gets pegged back a few lengths, Onions O'Reilly will be finishing over the top of them late.
Very good.
You like, or underneath them.
You like a double figure winner, Andrew Gunner.
Well, you called me favourites last week.
Oh,
so
favourites, Gunner.
All right, come on. We got lots to get through. Name, chop, chop.
That name might have been pinched.
Yeah, we'll get to that later on.
We'll get to that. Okay, race four now. Claire, $2.05. Open at $2.60. So the money's come for the Robbie Britton Superstar. Fabwick, $4. Damn Slippery, $4.20. Lucy's Milo, $6. Snags McKenzie at $11. Shaky Diesel, Brandy Alexander, and Amber Murray at $26. Who do you like, Gunner? And my fave is in this race.
Snags. Damn Slippery has got a lot of experience at the track, and it's got really good early toe. I'm going to tip it to lead all the way from that draw.
Ooh, very nice. All right, race five. You don't give Snags any chance?
No, it just gets a little bit too far back for mine, and yeah, it needs to be drawn on the rail, so Damn Slippery.
Ooh, very nice. Okay, race three. Well, not race three, race five, but the third head of the Brizzy Cup. Got some wheels. There's really got a picket fence going. $2.60 you can get about the dog running in the white. Zipping Bailey, $3. Baruga Brett, $3.30. You could throw a candy wrapper over those three, couldn't you, Gunner? Whiskey Riot at $8. Miss Gin Gin at $16. Regal Recall, $21. Queen Rarina, who was in the first heat. If you can't get a go, might get a go at 35 here. Number four, Jesus Christ, I've absolutely ran through the whole field. It's a party, 46, and just because I can, Silver Stunner is at $51.
What a marathon. I'm tipping Got Some Wheels. Out of the three that are in the market in this one, it's the one that's got the most reliable early dash. Zipping Bailey tends to miss the start a bit. It is well drawn down there on the rail. It'll be coming late with the gaps. I don't really like Baruga Brett from inside draws. It tends to get a little bit cramped up when it doesn't have room from, say, a middle to more outside draw. So I think Got Some Wheels will lead the whole way here.
Delish, delish. All right, race heat four. Deliver, your favourite, $1.50. Dinah Patty, $3.70. Nangar Diva, $5. Big Bad Bob, $15 out of the $7. Dynamite Lucy, $20. Gallon Tippy Gold, $41. Rhino would have had an absolute mare pronouncing that one. There's Queen Marina again, just nominated as a reserve in just about every heat. Maurice Maynard, $46. He's tipped that a few times.
Yeah, Maurice. He loved the Maurice.
Maurice Maynard and Spotted Wolf, $51, running in the white. Gunner.
Did you mention your girl?
Yeah, Dinah Patty.
Oh, you did. Sorry.
Yeah, for Andrea Daly.
Very good. I'm
running
tipping
out of my favourite.
Yeah, your favourite rug too. I am tipping Dinah Patty in Ooh. This one. Been in great form down in Vic before heading up to Queensland. She's got slow railers on her outside in Gallon Tippy Gold and Big Bad Bob. They won't give her any trouble early. I think she'll just make her own rutting out in the middle of the track there. Be first or second at some point. I just think she'll be too strong in this one.
Very good. Okay, the final heat. Just for those playing at home, is top two get through to the final?
Yeah, so it's five heats, so it'll be all the winners plus the three fastest seconds.
Excellent. Dinah Warina, any chance to get in
there? I don't. Not sure I've even heard of it before, so let's go with no.
All right, final heat, Orson Allen, best dog in the land, $1.75, picket fence, you know the rest. Second favourite is Senekai, Senechi, Seneco, Senekai, however going to like to pronounce it, $3.10, North, $8. The eight dog, $9. Fernando's Right, $9.50, Big Boy Bruce, $13. The five dog is Infrared Star at $19. Fo Quai Donna at $27, and Mac Roman at 27. And there she is, Queen Marino at 41. Another superstar of the reserves bin.
I can't tip against Dawson Allen from box one.
Best dog in the land, mate.
Yeah, if it goes there, a few of these tomorrow night are also nominated for Bendigo on Sunday. Now, whilst it is possible to come back to Bendigo if things don't work out up in Brisbane to qualify for the Heats, just keep that in mind. But if Orson Allen lines up there tomorrow night, definitely couldn't tip against it from box one. Sanachi, Sanakai, whatever it is. A little bit naughty last week. Got involved in some sociable behaviour in the front straight the second time around.
Of course, it didn't get hit by a bird, didn't run off the track.
It was more sociable behaviour. I wouldn't say it was its fault. It was the dog that was leading for most of the way, whose name escapes me. Certainly, as Ryan would say, had its own thoughts about the game late on and spoiled the chances of Sanachi, Senegai, and Black Opium.
Ordinary dog with no name. Hey, Aston Cometto was back in a big way at Horsham yesterday. Fill us in.
Bloody oath it was. I haven't seen it for 6 months. When we had a little visit down that way, we were surprised to be told that it was actually going to come back to racing. When you saw the stitches in its leg and that kind of thing, and the injury that it had, it's just amazing that it's made it back to the racetrack, let alone in arguably as good a form as it left. So we haven't really seen it for 6 months. It stopped the clock in under 27 seconds at Horsham in a time of 26.93, which is just absolutely flying. It's unbelievable how well the Thompsons have cared for this dog to bring it back in such great order. And its next stop is a heat of the Bendigo Cup on Sunday.
Beautiful. You mentioned that there on Sunday. Anything on that?
I'll just go through some dogs that are lining up. A lot of dogs that we've touched on this show before. There's 7 heats, I think, of the Bendigo Cup. The first race for the day kicks off at 12:15. The first heat kicks off at 12:50 on Sunday afternoon. So some of the dogs that are running around there, you've got Orson Allen, Mayor Digby, Jabrina, Time to Talk, Dinah Hunter, Italian Plastic for Mad Harry, and Crimson Vixen. So there's quite a few good ones there. As I said, there's a couple that are dual nominated for races up at Albion Park, so we won't really know until tomorrow.
Couldn't you not do both?
Well, as I said, you probably could, but I'm not a trainer or a handler or an owner. So
Thursday night winning in sunny Queensland down to Sunday winning in a frosty Bendigo.
Get the red eye back. Land at Avalon, just getting the car straight up to Bendigo. A couple of nights sleep.
Mate, Qantas now fly direct from Sydney to Bendigo. Just
couldn't be cheaper, I wouldn't imagine.
Little FYI, and Sydney for any of the aviation fans out there.
And how does flying from
flight routes?
How does flying from Sydney to Bendigo help us out if you want to fly from Brisbane?
Hey, mate, I'm just saying what I saw, all right? Moneyback Special Sandown.
Sounds like Alan Joyce has been in your ear, the CEO of Qantas. Hey, Paddy, can you give us a plug? I'll give you some frequent flyer points. Jeez, you reckon I'm on the take?
I'm open to that. I'll sell a little bit of airtime on the show's favourite podcast to get a couple of frequent flyer points. All right, Moneyback Special Thursday night Sandown. Races 1 to 5, up to $50 back in bonus bets if your dog comes second and not first. Little safety net, Gunner. What are your selections if you can riddle through them, please?
Yeah, we'll go through these quick because so far this show's got more tips than a Shane Way Woden haircut. So in race...
You're happy with that, aren't you? You've said it and haven't even looked at me. You acknowledge it.
If anyone remembers who Shane Way Woden is, but
Brownlow
medal. Well, he was a superstar at the Demons. Not so sure about the superstardom at Collingwood.
He was fairly ordinary at the old Magpie Land.
Yeah. Anyway, the horse had bolted then. So in race one, I'm going to tip Songs and Stories.
Yep.
Short price, but looks the strongest one there. Race two, I'm going to tip
Favorite Scunner.
Race two, I'm going to tip Idria Bale, which is not the favorite. Wellesley Bale, not a bad run last week, but I think Idria Bale is stronger if it can match it early. Race number three, I'm tipping Immediate, not the favourite.
Mm-hmm.
Race number four, I'm tipping Little Bitty. That's I think you can get around the $7 or $8 mark there, so give that one some strength.
Mm-hmm.
And in race five, I'm gonna. This is such a tough race. if you watch Perfect Marshall, who's drawn box one tomorrow night, it ran from, I think, box six at its last start, got well back and just got into a horrible position and somehow rounded up the field to win that race. Not overly strong time, not amazing, but there's not too many strong dogs in this one. Ask Me Now, which is currently the favourite. I think box four draw for it is really awkward, so I'm preparing to risk it a bit. And if Perfect Marshall gets the gaps early, I think it'll just trot on through and win this one.
Very nice. There you go. Sandown, little bit of money back special in bonus bets. Up to $50 back if your dog comes second at Sandown tomorrow, only with Sportsbet. All right, Gunner. We're on the home straight here, mate. It's been an absolute Dorothy Dixer of a show. We've had our man. We've set ourselves another challenge of actually finding the dog.
Are you going to be okay after this? Because it's given you such a high that I'm worried that you're going to be very flat until we start working on our next guest.
Hey, something that came across my desk yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Brisbane race caller.
Bunny Brash.
Now, he must have heard old Andrew Favourite's gunner on Chasers the week before.
And thought, shit, I could do that.
Elected to go, hang on, I'm going to pick every favourite at Albion Park on Monday night. Race one, ding. Race two, ding.
Yeah, we get the idea. If he's race tipped three, them all, he's tipped the winner in ding. Every race.
Race four, a ding. Race five, ding. Race six, ding. Race seven, ding. Race eight, ding.
Is this race story going to end?
Ding! He's tipped the card at Albion Park. The caller has tipped the card. 9 races, first time in his 29-year career, and he did not have a single dime on it.
Did you say that? I did.
He came out and said he doesn't punt when he's calling. Very professional.
Yeah, but come on, mate. It's un-Australian. You've got to have a punt if you're calling. What's the point in doing the form?
And he hasn't won a single penny. If I tip the card, I'll... Oh, I bet you. I hope I'm winning some money if I'm tipping the card. Well done up there. It's no mean feat.
And no, it's
up there, old Brizzy race caller has gone bang.
Doesn't matter whether they're favourites, outsiders, what price they are, to tip the winner in every race on a card is a sensational effort.
I think if you multied it up, it was like 2,718 or something.
So, stories. If Spuds and Candy Nuts, it's hard enough to find one winner, let alone thinking, if I had a multi that up.
Just a couple of shillings here and there, you know, and he could have walked home a rich man. All right, Gunnar.
He might already be one.
You say you've got a segment. What's the name of it? It's like...
Right,
it's like the horse with no name. This segment, isn't it?
It is. I think it's a good segment. I thought it debuted okay. The testing room it got a decent score.
All right.
So we're going to back up for a second. I don't know. I'm not so creative with the names. Usually that's your job.
Where you give me the names of the
And you guess the parents. So
How about we throw it out to the social? Well, is that what you were talking about at the start?
I was. So this is the one that we can throw out to those out there. If anyone's got a name for this segment, you know what? We'll give them a $200 bonus bet.
Ooh.
But you got to send in your name for the segment, and we'll have a look through it. And if there's anything in there that we end up using, we'll give that person who nominated the name a $200 bonus bet.
Well, all right, we'll have to cross that one off the legal team, but. That's on Gunner. All right. Well,
we're not on good terms with the legal team.
There's the carrot. Gunner's done it. Okay. Well, you heard it. There's a nice little juicy reward if anyone can slide in to the non-chasers DMs.
Yes.
It's not really doing that. It's just sports bet. But give us a name for this segment, Gunner. What is it?
All right. So once again for those that didn't hear last week, I'll give out a dog's name to Paddy, and he's got to come up with. Some funny dam and sire lines for maybe what the dad and mum might have been called. So we'll kick off this week with a dog called Folding Green. Where does that take your mind?
Money laundering.
Yes. All right. Got anything for the dam side? Something like El Capone.
Lettuce leaf.
Lettuce leaf. All right. Ones that I had were sort of deck chair on the folding side of things.
Nah, money laundering, it's called.
money, 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 or a wad of sweet, sweet cash.
Money laundering.
Money laundering? I like it. I like it. Dog number two. What comes to mind when I say the dog's name? Broken Promise.
Kenny. Kenny the Irishman.
Yes, very good. Anything else?
Nah, Kenny.
Just Kenny. All right, I had maybe the sire could have been called Brendan Bolton, and maybe the dam could have been called the Carlton Board. Could have thrown something in there about Chris Judd, Gary Lyon, if you wanted to sort of extend it further out. On the broken side of things, I was thinking maybe Mum's China. Plenty of Mum's China has been broken over the years. So anyway, well played. The last one, a dog that we mentioned on this show a few times that's trained by Mad Harry, Italian Plastic.
Gainesville Furniture Stores.
Or what's a furniture store that's perhaps a few rungs down?
Yeah.
I thought you might have gone Frank Accozzo.
No. And for the matter, it can be called surgery. That stings for me. That's poor.
That's good. I didn't go down the surgery line.
I want it to be called Gainesville Furniture Store.
Some things that I thought of were sort of glad wrap, shrink wrap, spaghetti and meatballs for the Italian side of things, and maybe complex carbon molecules for the science heads out there. Anyway, I thought the second up version of that was pretty good, and I reckon that's going to get a third week.
Still needs a name.
It needs a name, and I need to give away a bonus bet. So get involved on the socials and let us think what that should be called.
I like it. All right, let's wrap it up. Show me the money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money.
Dollar. Just gets better with age. Here comes the money.
I love that stinger. Here got to tip a money. Winner to make sure that it stays on.
Money.
All right, mate. Money, don't sing it. Jesus, it's got
hot. Well, I know who I'm going.
Who?
Dinah Patty. To place.
Yep.
Into.
To place?
Yes. Into. First time in non-chasers.
Oh, God, here we go. Maltese. This will end well.
Into Snags McKenzie to place.
Jesus. All right. That's good.
Full strength, $100.
So, Snags to place.
Snags to place. Into Dinah Patty to place.
All right.
Snags Patty special, I'm going to call it. $100 on it. What would that pay? Dinah Patty was about $1.50 to place, and then Snags is $12. So
to place?
No, to win. So it's three. So that's about $5.
Yeah, you might get around the $4.55 mark.
Thank
something
you
like
very
that.
Much. I'll take that to the bank, mate.
Really?
Yep. Right. Snags Patty special.
Wonder what the bank would say.
It's my selection. What's yours?
I'm gonna go Onions O'Reilly each way.
Okay. Last time you went double figure winner, you got it. So pretty good.
Well, yeah, well, that doesn't mean I'm going to get this one, but I just think it's well drawn, so give it a little push.
Very good, mate. Any more final thoughts, musings at all as I sort of reach the crescendo of this high after talking to the great Martin?
We did touch on the superstars as well. Wouldn't be trying to find my last $1,000 in the bank account to back him, but I think Tornado Tears in the small field will get the job done in this one.
Do not back Tornado Tears. We have put the odds on it.
He's my favourite dog, and I really hope that he finds some good luck in this one, because he deserves to be a champ, because he's a very fast dog that's just got some unusual habits early on.
Like it. Who's our next guest, by the way? I've done my job hunting down a tad now.
Yeah, you've done absolutely nothing on that front, mate. I've got an idea. I'll talk to you about it off air where I think we could go with our next guest or guests.
Ooh, very good, very good. All right, mate, I think that's it. You know the rest. Like, listen, subscribe. iTunes, Spotify, podcast or whatever.
Podcast player is mine.
Podcast player.
Yep.
The video version, although it won't be today, as
thank God
the studio is being painted now.
Good, hopefully it stays that way.
That will start to go on YouTube for any fans.
Piss off, it will. No, it won't. Oh, I did not sign off on that. There is no way that's going to YouTube.
You know what to do. Spread the word. We enjoy talking a bit of greyhound turkey. And
if that goes to YouTube, I want final say on photoshopping. Well, some sort of filter.
Gutter. That's enough, mate. No, mate, of course, spread the word. Non-chasers, we have a bit of fun with it. And, of course, big episode this week, speaking to the great Martin Attard. We got our man, finally. I reckon that's it, mate. Gamble responsibly. If you're having a crack at them, you know what to do. Do it within your means and enjoy the punt.
Yep, get around the specials.
See you, mate.
See you, mate.
See you, mate.
Yes, we all knew he could fly.